Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You need to know what this is, too?
Yeah, I really do.
You don't know what this is?
No. I haven't even heard a voice yet, though. Chill on me.
Hey, Jeff, do we have to take his card?
Hold on. My card is unrevocable. I know what card y'all talking about. The card is unrevocable.
You don't know who this is?
B, he's still a baby, B.
I don't give a damn.
We moving in that time of the world, B.
Yeah, I know the song. I just don't. Can I get up more than
when
the chorus?
When I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day.
I have a favorite artist. I'm going to find out if you listen to this show. Who's my favorite artist?
Teddy Pendergrass.
The purple one, man.
Oh, is this Prince?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, come on, man.
B. Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. As you know, Finley is not here because he knows all the songs. But the brother over here don't know any damn song we put on from our genre. Linnell Willingham has joined us now on a BetQL guest. Now, let's go straight to it. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get three free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Mike, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Yeah.
Mike.
I have no word.
Come on, Mike.
Can you believe that this brother did not know?
I don't even know what to say.
He had a lucky guess with Run DMC earlier. He didn't know who that was. Then now he don't know who Prince is.
I guess, like, our family reunion's not a thing. Like, young fella never sat around,
no,
like, with the boom box with the old hits play. Like, what are we doing? Like, are we failing this generation? Like, I don't know. My kids know what it, like, he said, I haven't heard the words. Like, you heard those first few notes. You're supposed to know who that is.
Yeah, man. See, listen, JP and I one day was trying to do a comparison between Jeff and Linnell. Jeff, to me, is 25 million years ahead of Linnell now, just based off of those last two statements he made.
Yeah.
But you know what?
And the way he said, oh, my card's unrevocable.
Okay. Oh, it's revocable. He should be going right now.
Send him back to, wow.
Send him back to the future. But anyway, man, two very good football games coming up this weekend. I read your article last night. You broke it down. And based on how each team can win this thing, from 49ers and the Eagles all the way to Kansas City and the Kansas City and the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's start off with the AFC. Joe Burrow seems to have the number of the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Do you think it continues on, or is Patrick Mahomes going to come out of? Because you know when somebody's wounded, sometimes they come out fighting a different way. Will Pat come out with some miracle stuff?
You know, a lot is going to depend on his health and what he's able to do. Because, I mean, look, we saw him get the job done against Jacksonville. But Jacksonville is a team that, hey, they did really well to upset in the wild card round and get to this round. But they were not ready for the next round, for the divisional round. So going up against a team that's been there before, a defense that's more well-rounded, is going to be a challenge for Patrick Mahomes. I would love to see him win another one, but there's something about these Bengals, man. Mm-hmm. They have this edge, they have this swag to them, and they're ready to take this thing. They've got a huge chip on their shoulder because of the way that the NFL
gotta get the refunds.
Right, you know. And so they're out to prove, like, hey, we weren't a fluke last year, and you messed up by thinking about this neutral thing and, you know, the neutral site and focusing all that attention like we weren't going to make it to this thing. And so, I mean, they've beaten them three straight times. Is the fourth time the charm? I don't know, but things do seem to match up really well for Cincinnati against this this Chiefs team.
Mike, I hear everything that everyone's saying about, you know, how Cincinnati has the number of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we give all the attention to this Bengals defense, but we just had Solomon Wilcots on, and I brought this up to him. This Chiefs pass rush this year, I know Chris Jones is the one that gets a lot of credit, but Carlos Dunlap is reinvented himself in playing good football. George Karloftis is getting to the quarterback off the edge. Frank Clark, they got a bevy of dudes that can get after the passer. I know Joe Burrow and his quick release is really what's got us all drooling right now, but do you think there's a shot with the attrition that Cincinnati is dealing with up front that Kansas City's defensive line is able to control the tempo of this game?
Well, I mean, that patchwork offensive line did not seem to struggle last week against Buffalo.
It's a different animal, though. I think Kansas City's pass rush is more formidable.
Right. They didn't have, you know, it would have been interesting to see if they had Von Miller, you know, what that Buffalo front would have been like. I do think that there's a chance for the Chiefs. I'm not counting them out completely. But, you know, the thing is they are able to spread out a defense, and then they're able to run the football, you know, create favorable looks and things. They're very balanced. And so that's going to put pressure on this defense front because, yes, they can get after the quarterback really well. Stopping the run is, you know, a challenge, and it's something that, you know, we've seen them kind of with mixed results. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it is. Again, yes, Chris Jones is great, Frank Clark, a lot of those guys. But, again, when you're able to attack a defense in multiple ways, whether it's running the ball, whether it's passing the ball, you know, it just makes things that much more challenging for you. And we know that against the run, you know, that's something that the Chiefs, they will give up those yards, you know. And so that's why it's hard to say, like, you know, one way or the other, because I think that both of these teams are equipped to go out there and win games, but and win, you know, this showdown. But there's something about Cincinnati, and just because of the uncertainty of Mahomes and his effectiveness, if he can't move around and do all the wizardry like we've seen, I don't know.
This doesn't have to do directly with this game coming up, but everyone was talking about Josh Allen last year, like he's the next guy, and they were trying to move him past Patrick Mahomes. Could Joe Burrow be the guy moving up there? And, you know, I know we talk about these contracts a lot. We're going to discuss this later on. Joe Burrow is in his third year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start talking to him rather soon.
Yeah.
And I just watched the pivot the other day, and D. Smith was saying how the NFL hasn't had guaranteed contracts because the free agents coming out haven't demanded them.
Mm.
Can Joe Burrow kick that off? And then Pat Mahomes going to have to start doing some stuff coming up here soon. Can he be the next? And then those quarterbacks start saying, hey, we're not playing unless we get it, because we know they promote this league by the quarterbacks. And if it's ever going to be that rave going, they're going to be the guys to get it. But I look at Joe right now in a way where Joe is a young-looking dude, but he's savvy as hell under that young look.
Yeah, the way he plays, he does not play like a guy who's, you know, in his third or fourth year in the league. He has just got a confidence to him. Like you said, gets the ball really quickly. And this is going to show us right here. Where we think of Patrick Mahomes as the guy, as the elite young quarterback of this next generation right here. But Joe Burrow's beaten him three times now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he gets him right here, then maybe it's, you know, thank goodness for Patrick Mahomes that he got his Super Bowl before Joe Burrow, you know, and, you know, we're looking at Josh Allen, and he might be, you know, a guy like a, you know, when you think about those guys who are unfortunate to be in the same generation with some of these guys here who are
like
really great.
Played with Michael Jordan.
Right, exactly, exactly. The Reggie Millers, the Patrick Ewings, you know, the Clyde Drexlers, you know, that might be what Josh Allen is.
Mike, I want to look at the NFC Championship matchup. San Francisco traveling to the Link to take on the red-hot Eagles. Do you think this is the week that the other shoe drops, so to speak, for Brock Purdy? He has come out. and exceeded everyone's expectation as Mr. Irrelevant and leading this group to the playoffs. San Francisco, I believe they won eight straight to close out the regular season, or they're currently on an eight-game winning streak. Mike, they haven't seen anything like this Philadelphia Eagles pass rush, though.
No, they haven't, and that's why it's going to be really important for them to be able to run the football, set the tone early, and keep these Eagles defenders from being able to pin back their ears and get after Brock Purdy. You know, Kyle Shanahan is going to – he's one of the best strategic coaches that's in the league. He's going to find the weakness of that defense, and part of it is stopping the run, as Washington showed against this team here. He's going to throw all kinds of different formations and position groupings to put them in unfavorable positions and try to create opportunities in the run game, because he knows he's got to ease pressure on Brock Purdy. Now, thing is, they have a very good secondary as well. So, you know, this is probably the toughest defense that Purdy has gone up against. You know, we saw him last week against Dallas. I thought Dallas had a great game plan. And
yeah,
really, if their offense could have been able to do anything other than throw the ball to the wrong team, then maybe they would have won that game. You hold, you know, the 49ers to 19 points with all the weapons that they have, you should win that game. So we'll see what happens here again. Yes, toughest challenge so far, but each week Brock Purdy seems to find a way, but it's also because he doesn't have to do too much. He's got Christian McCaffrey. He's got Deebo Samuel. He's got Trent Williams in front of him. He's got, you know, Brandon Ayuk. He's got George Kittle. He's got so many weapons and that great defense that he just has to play his role. And because of that, he just, man, that kid just slings the ball. He fits the ball into tight spaces. You know, we see him play with more and more confidence. So I think this is going to be a really, really good game.
Who's the most pressure on, I would say, at quarterback? I mean, Brock has all those weapons. He could just sit back and just deliver the football. But the Eagles' offense works when they have a Jalen Hurts in there. Jalen came back, and they won 38-7 2 years in a row in that divisional game. And right. He looks like he's completely back. If he's completely back, is pressure on him to make sure they get over the hump, or is it on their defense?
I do think there is pressure on him because he is, you know, like they say, the straw that stirs the drink. Everything keys off of him. Now, yes, the defense has got to provide that backing, but he's got to go out there and, you know, this is a really tough defense that he's going up against.
Yeah.
You know, the 49ers are among the best out there. And so if you're Brock Purdy, yes, you know, you want to go out there and you do well, and you, but you've got all these veterans that you're leaning on. Now, the good thing, the Eagles were very smart. They gave him A.J. Brown to go with Devontae Smith. They've got Dallas Goedert. They got Miles Sanders, 1,000-yard rusher, 2,000-yard receivers. So it's not like he's working with nothing, but – a lot of it does center on him, and, you know, he's got those expectations. So I do think there's a good amount of pressure on him.
Is this the best offense that San Francisco has faced? Because you look at them, like you said, 2,000-yard receivers, 1,000-yard a running back, and a quarterback who can get in the end zone as often as anybody else.
Yeah, this is, you know, as far as the what they've seen is the NFC, definitely so. Now, they did see San Francisco did play the Chiefs and lost to them. What was it? I think it was like 45-25 or something like that during the regular season. So this defense has gone up against some tough, you know, challenges. They ran up against the Bengals and fell short against them. So this is probably the most well-rounded offense that the 49ers have gone up against. Because when you think about the Chiefs, you know, that's so centered on Mahomes, and, you know, the Bills, they were able to, you know, I mean, the Bengals, they, you know, so we'll see. But it's going to make for a great storyline, great chess match between these two teams. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you think the way that these two rosters have been constructed, Mike, really proving and going against the notion that you need a first-round quarterback to have success, do you think we'll start to see more teams try to emulate this formula and insulate the roster around a mid-round quarterback so you don't have to spend all that money?
Well, I mean, look, if you have the opportunity to get an elite quarterback, you're going to do that. But it does show you that, okay, you just, if you set the table right and really make sure you have a quality offensive line, a quality defense, and build around that guy, you can position him for success. You know, and I do think that, you know, Brock Purdy has something special. There were a lot of, you know, talent evaluators that got something wrong, that missed something on him.
Definitely.
I'm not saying that, you know, we've seen Kyle Shanahan get a lot out of multiple quarterbacks. But, you know, you can't just count on – you can't be, you know, Washington and think, okay, let's just draft somebody in the seventh round and just, you know, put them in there, expect them to do something. You know, this is a really good and, I think, unique situation here. But it does show, yes, you can't be too reliant on the quarterback. And but if you look at, you know
– look at the AFC.
Cincinnati. Right. Right. Those AFC teams. They all have elite young quarterbacks, but they still built around them. They didn't just throw them out there and expect those guys to work miracles. They gave them, you know, a Jamar Chase. They gave them Stephon Diggs. You know, they gave them, you know, all kinds of weapons, you know, in Kansas City. So, yeah, you got to surround any of your quarterbacks and hope that you have a system, a smart offense coordinator that can play to that quarterback's strengths and really meld things together.
Listen, I look at Kansas City, okay, and this is a question. When we look at – we always talk about the quarterbacks. We talk about the top-notch defensive player. But I'm looking at this little kid, Pacheco, over there in Kansas City. They lose Tyreek Hill. He comes in, doesn't look like they missed anything. You know what I'm saying? And he's, a sixth, seventh-round pick too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So it's like, would you see him as like that unsung hero dude of the all of this? Because, I mean, he can get it done in multiple ways.
Yeah, I do see that because, remember, they were hoping that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going to be ready to roll and be that guy. He gets hurt, and then what do? You wind up turning to this rookie, and, you know, he finished with, you know, 800-and-something rushing yards, I think 5 touchdowns. You know, he was a guy, and then as he's gone on, he's continued to get better. And, yes, that eases pressure on Mahomes. He can do it all, but when you have balance, that's the key. And because of the way that we've seen with them, yeah, they can pass and pass, but they also are better when they can keep the defense honest and throw the run game in. You know, we see with San Francisco and Philly, they use the run game to set the tone and then pass off of it. The Chiefs, they start with the pass game, and then they have a nice change up with the run game. And Pacheco has been probably the most effective back that they've had since Kareem Hunt, I think.
I want to take things off of the championship game for a second. We just had news coming before we started this segment that Nathaniel Hackett going to be the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets this year. I know a lot of people instantly starting to connect the dots. About how they could acquire Aaron Rodgers potentially. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Rodgers' fit in New York with media lifestyle and just the way that Aaron has been known to carry himself? Do you think he'd be able to handle a situation like New York?
The dude loves attention and wears the spotlight brighter than New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be able to handle it because, you know, as we've seen the last 2 years, he's done all this like, oh, what am I going to do? What's Aaron going to do? And it's drama and it's questions about him constantly. So I don't think he'll have any problem with media scrutiny. I think he craves that. And so it'll be interesting to see. And I do think the Packers would prefer to trade him outside of the conference. You know, and here we are.
Does the Jets have enough to trade for him?
That's what we'll have to see. You know, are they willing to give up multiple first round picks to do this? Now, you know, you look at their roster, they have, you know, a lot of young talent, but is it enough talent to satisfy Aaron Rodgers and make him feel like he could win a Super Bowl with this group? I don't know. So that's also the thing. Like, okay, I think that they wanted somebody who has similarities to what they were running already. Nathaniel Hackett comes from the Matt LaFleur, which comes from Shanahan. Mike LaFleur was the offensive coordinator there, who came from Kyle Shanahan. So that helps them. So don't just assume that it's just Aaron Rodgers, but it does make you start to wonder. But again, do they have enough to appease Aaron Rodgers? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it. You know, Linnell, you really have a whole show about that whole topic, and I refuse to go there because I told him what's the biggest thing for me right now is the NFC Championship game, AFC Championship, and then the Super Bowl. After that, I'll talk about all that stuff all I want, but I don't think just because Hackett is going there, especially off of the year he just had, it's going to be so great for everybody. And then you got to notice, when you move to another area, you may not have all those pieces in place like you did when you had success.
Yeah, and the other thing about Hackett is, okay, so he wasn't a play caller in Green Bay. He showed that he's not a good play caller in Denver because he wound up having to give up play calling duties and things didn't get better. So now you're hiring him to be your play caller in New York. I don't know, man. I mean, that almost feels kind of like a desperate move, hoping that you get Rodgers. But are you, you know, if you don't get Rodgers, is this the guy that can take your offense to another level? I don't know. I like the guy as a person. Spent some time with him, smart guy. But he just looked like he's in over his head a little bit.
All right, well, Mike, give me a prediction. Who is going to win the AFC Championship game? Who's going to win the NFC Championship game?
My heart says Kansas City wins the AFC. My head is telling me Cincinnati. My heart is telling me San Francisco. My head is telling me Philly.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you, man. We're going to see what your heart says. If you're going to see, we're going to follow. Yep. Next time I talk to you, see if I'm going to follow your heart or your head. And, Mike, I owe you some gumbo, man. So next time I cook gumbo, I got to give you a call and I'll make sure we connect to drop it off to you.
Please, let me please. I will come to you wherever it is. And hey, go play some Prince for this young man, please.
Yeah, he didn't know who Prince and what DMC was. All right, Mike. Take care, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Mike.
That's Mike Jones joining us from Athletic. And you know what? Mike just told you what his head and his heart is going to do. So it's time for you all to think about your head and your heart. So, hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Conference Championships are this Sunday, and you can enjoy more drills than a two-minute drill on FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, because they're giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay. That means you'll get free bets back if your conference championship same-game parlay does not hit. Bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to which player will score a touchdown. Or if you can't decide, you can ride with thousands of other fans and bet the popular same-game parlays already made for you. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have FanDuel, you can start building your no-sweat same-game parlay today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.